Pnimius in the Daf, Gemara Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, there's a new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'shachar mevarach shtam lefanaha v'achas l'achareha. At Kriyashma Shel Shachris, you make two brachos preceding Kriyashma Shel Shachris, and one bracha after it. Right, which brings us into Shmona Esrei. V'erev, but when it comes to Kriyashma Shel Arvis, mevarach shtam lefanaha, you make two brachos preceding it, v'shtam l'achareha, and two brachos after it. Achas arucha v'achas katara. So it's machlokas rishonim on what that those four words mean, but we'll take the basic approach of one of those two brachos that you say after it is long, one of them is short. And the Mishnah continues that the halacha is makom she'amru laharich einu shalakatzer. In a place where you know that they say you should say the long one, you're not allowed to say the short one, and lakatzer einu shalaharich. And where it's, they say the short one, you're not supposed to say the long one. So Mishnah is teaching us an important basic halacha about the tzura of what Kriyat Shema looks like, about the image, right, of how we do it, the proceedings, right, two brachas before, then Kriyat Shema, then one bracha after, and then at nighttime, two brachas before Kriyat Shema, and two brachas after. And that is Kriyat Shema. But there's actually a deeper yisod in Pnimius on this, and it's actually based off a comment from Rava, also on Daf Yud Aleph, on the next Amud. Rava says that he's answering a question there, but he comes to say that there's a halachic ideal, that there's a value that we're trying to accomplish in saying Yoter Or, that we say, Kedei lahazkir midas yom v'layla u'midas layla b'yom, that there's a value of mentioning the mida, mentioning the attribute of day during the night, and mentioning the attribute of night during the daytime. That there's a importance for that. And this idea is explained in some separate chassidus, but Rav Matal Zilber, my Rebbe, the Chinur Rebbe, in his Divrei Torah that they published from Tavshanayin Beis and Parshas Chayesara, he gives a mahalach in general. He quotes this Gemara I've noticed a few times. And what he offers is the following. He says, there's a concept called Yichud Ila'a, a higher Yichud, a higher recognition of a Yichud of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's represented by Shema. And this is a concept from the Sefer Kabbalah, Sefer Chassidus, that Shema represents this higher level of Yichud. That, you know, you say, look at the word, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. You're saying, listen, I could state unequivocally as a fact that Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that God is unified. And then there's something called Yichud Tata'a. Yichud Tata'a is Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed. We say it Balachash, we whisper it, it's not as strong and takif. And we're not saying it with the same clarity. You know, when it says Shem Hashem, it's say Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed. That Hashem's name is eternal. We don't mention the name in it. We don't say Shem Hashem. We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Leolam Vaed. That Hashem's name is, you know, in his Malchus, and the covet of his Malchus is Leolam Vaed. I mean, we believe in it, but we can't say it with that same vadaus. We can't say it with that same certainty. So, he says, Yichud Ilah, Shema Yisrael, that's called Midas Yom. Yom, we know, is something that you can see clear day, clear as day. Right? It's something with behirus, with a clarity. So you say, so that's called Midas Yom, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedocha. Midas HaLayla, the Midah of night, is Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed. At nighttime, we can't necessarily see Hashem, but we whisper to ourselves and we convince ourselves, Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed, Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed, that this is all Hashem, this is all part of the covenant of Hashem, this is all part of his Malchus, this is all the quote of his Malchus. And we tell ourselves over and over. So he says that, and he has a whole piece there tying into, it's a beautiful read on the first Mishnah in Shas, but he explains how this concept, Kedei lahazkir midas yom v'layla midas layla b'yom, is coming to explain to us why we say Shema the way we say it. Because really, right, if this Kabbalah concept was true, then during the daytime, with Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, we should say Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad. And during Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, we should say only Baruch Shem Kivon Malchus Eliyolam Va'ed. So comes this Yisod and teaches us no. During the day, we say not just Shema Yisrael, but we also say Baruch Shem. And during the night, we don't just say Baruch Shem, but we also say Shema Yisrael. We mention both attributes both. Meaning, no matter what our matzav ruach is, no matter what our state of soul is and our state of being is, we still tap into both ways of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we know, even when we're in the pits, and we're in the gullus, and we're in the nighttime, and we feel like the only way we currently touch on is Baruch Shem, we know that there's something called Shema Yisrael, there's the Yichud Ilah, and we're trying to bring that together to our current state. And even when we're in that state of clarity and glory and Shema Yisrael, we also know there's something called Baruch Shem, that Hashem is even there when we're not going to feel it. And when we don't have that same clarity, Hashem is still there and Hashem is consistent. And that's why Shema Yisrael goes hand in hand with Baruch Shem, that they belong together. They're singular unit. That's midas yom v'leila, midas leila b'yom. That we're going to say it both during the day and at night, that combined unit. And it connects it to concepts al pi Kabbalah, but I think maybe we could use these yesodos to actually explain our Mishnah also on Yud Aleph regarding the brachas of Kriyat Shema. Because brachas Kriyat Shema, so let's start with the day. We have three brachas during the day and four brachas at night. So what does that make you think of? Right, the three avos and the four imahos. So the three avos, and in fact it works out nicely because we have Avram and Yitzchak, right, the two brachas that are before Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis are connected Avram and Yitzchak. And we also know that there's the concept of the brachos that happened by all the avos. They're all considered like a bracha. And then we have at the end, we have Shema Yisrael, after those two brachos. Shema Yisrael, firstly, Yisrael is a reference to Yisrael, to Yaakov, to the third. And we know if you read throughout Chazal, Yaakov's story, Yaakov's whole narrative surrounds the concept of Shema Yisrael. Whether it's according to some approaches, you know, Shema Yisrael is part of the Madriga he reached. By the Maisa Sulam, right? Yisrael is what he was named by the Sashel Esav. He said Shema Yisrael when he met Yosef again. He said Shema Yisrael, but, you know, when the Shvatim all said Shema Yisrael by the end, he then knew he could go on and die. All these different approaches. Yaakov's whole story surrounds the concept of Shema Yisrael. It's his name. So we have Avram Yitzchak leading to a Shema Yisrael, and then we have Yaakov. Now we have like a complete Yaakov, and that Yaakov brings us into Tefillah from there. Once we have that whole surah. But at nighttime, what do we have? We have, so the four are going to be connected, the four imahos. So the two that are leading up to Shema are going to be the two mothers that led up to the creation of Yaakov, right? That's Sarah and Rivka, right? Connected Avram and Yitzchak. But then the two after it, so that's because Yaakov was corresponded to two of the imahos. He had two wives, right? Rachel and Leah. And that's even what our Mishnah says. One of them is considered Kitzara, and one of them is considered Arucha, Arucha and Kitzara. So I think maybe we could even suggest one step deeper. Because these two madrigos of Rachel and Leah that are supposed to, you know, follow our Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis really teach us a little bit how to engage in the Galus, right? Because the Avos are going to get the Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis of the Behirus. Meaning we have this Chudah Meshulash of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that insists that we're going to be, you know, B'nai Yisrael no matter what, and we're strong, and we're there, and we're with it, and we're doing mitzvahs, and we're living up to the, you know, to the standards and the precedents set by our forefathers. The mothers are there for us, even in our times of darkness, that we have, you know, we have the imahos to fall back on. And Rachel and Leah represent two different worlds. The Zohar many, many times discusses how Rachel is what's called the Alma de Iskalia, the revealed world, and Leah is called the Alma de Ischasia, the hidden world. So really, right, each one has milus over the other. The hidden world is the fact that even in galus, even when I'm in this state of, you know, not being able to recognize Hashem, Hashem is still there. I mean, in the hidden reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. Rachel is the Alma de Isgalia, is the revealed world. That's where we see a state of galus. So Yaakov comes to Lavan and he says, oh, I want to marry Rachel. I want to marry your Kitana, or in our case, your Kitsara, right? You're the shorter one, the one that seems to be smaller. And that's what he's going to do. Why? Because Yaakov wanted to bring Shema Yisrael into the world of Amad Isgali. He wanted to bring it to revelation, because that's what Yaakov Avinu's Midah was. Yaakov was one of the Avos. You know, it was the Midah of Yom. And he said, oh, good, I'm going to marry Rachel. But what did Lavan do? Lavan tricked him. And Lavan said, no, by us, we don't do that. By us, we put Leah first. By us, you have to first work through a reality called Alma de Iskasia to get to Alma de Iskalia. You have to first work through the fact that Hashem isn't always recognized, and only then can you achieve the level of Rachel. Meaning right now, we perceive Hashem, and we say, yeah, there's Rachel. You know, Rachel is crying. Rachel is mevacha b'na'a kiyei nana. She, you know, seems lacking. Rachel didn't have kids. Rachel was supposed to be the chosen wife, and she was, you know, had a very difficult life, and she died young, and she didn't get to see the nachas that she wanted to. That's the Matthias we see it now. Leah was never supposed to be the wife, but Leah rose up. Ema banim smecha. Leah, you know, had six of the shiftei ka. And, you know, and Malchus Yehuda comes from her, and Kohanim come from her, and Levim, and everything. And she's, you know, she has what to be happy about, and what to, you know, nachas. So Yaakov thought, I want to marry Rachel. And Lavan said, no, you have to first marry Leah. When you get through Leah, after you've accomplished Leah, after you've successfully married Leah, then fine, I'll give you Rachel the next week. You can have Rachel right afterwards. So, Krishma Shal Arvis is the concept that we're saying that I can see a Shema, I can see a Kadosh Baruch Hu even in the Galus, where really it's me this Laila. Really it's just the time of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus and all that. But one, I'm still going to mention Shema Yisrael. Still going to mention Midas Yom. So that's why we have two brachas. One is short, one is long. Because one of them represents Rachel, one of them represents the world of Leah. The world of Rachel saying, sometimes when I'm in Galus, I feel like I'm in Galus. Because what is Misgala to me, the Amad is Galia, in Galus, the revealed world, is the State of the Union is Shvach. It's not good. You look around and just what's going on. You know, the Jewish people are not, you know, with the Beis HaMikdash. There's sins and challenges and difficulties. You know, that's called the revealed world is sad. Ultimately, the revealed world is going to be great when we can see Hashem the Giloy. That's going to be a Yichud of Rachel and Leah. That's going to be the most amazing thing. But right now, Rachel is a sad world. But also, sometimes in Galus, you say there's a Leah. We say, no matter how far I fall, right? Bonim atem Hashem lokechem, right? Even when we sin, kari and bonim. Even no matter how bad we are, we're always considered children. That's called the Amud Eschasi. That's called the fact that Leah exists. That there's that mother who of the Jewish people that's telling us that we're still connected. We're still connected. Don't worry. No matter what, you're still there. You're still part of it. You're still shayach. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us that not just is it important in Gullus to mention both Rachel and Leah, but when you're supposed to mention Rachel, don't mention Leah. When you're supposed to mention Leah, don't mention Rachel. Right? B'makom, where they're saying Arucha, don't say Ketzara. B'makom, where they're saying Ketzara, don't say Arucha. Meaning, there's a time for everything. And sometimes we're going to be holding in a state where, yeah, it's Shayach to be tapping into that reality called Rachel. You know, the Tisha B'Av is the Bein HaMetzarim of the year where we're going to go and say, yeah, Rachel, the revealed world as it is right now, the Amad Isgalia, is really not good. And we're going to sad. We're going to be in avilas. We're going to mourn. Right? On the other hand, there are going to be times where we're going to say, we live in a world of Leah. Right? There's Purims of the year that even in the Galus, there's Chanukahs. There's times where even in the Galus, we say, I can somehow recognize Hashem's light. That even though things aren't perfect, they know deep down that they are. And that's Rachel and Leah. So the Mishnah is teaching us, when you're saying your Krishna Shal Arvis, when you're saying the Shema at night, and you're trying to bring together these two concepts of Midas Yom and Midas Laila, and try to figure out how they relate to you, once you've successfully done Shema, after it, you have two choices. Sometimes you're going to have Midas Rachel, and sometimes you're going to have Midas Leah. Sometimes you're going to have Ketzara, sometimes you're going to have Arucha, right? The Bita HaGedola and Bita HaKetana. You're going to have both, but we have to know when it's time for one, it's time for one. And everything has its time, everything has its place, and every Midah is appropriate when it's done appropriately.